Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. And we got something special for you. What is it, Sam?
Sup, Geneva? How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, today we're looking at The Stooges' Raw Power from 1973.
Oh my God. Do you know this album shaped not only my life, but like also a lot of other bands' lives? Like, created bands?
It's probably one of the most influential records ever.
Like, it created the Ramones.
Yeah, yeah. And so many other bands of some similar ilk.
Like,
yeah.
Hard.
Incredible. So, it's turning 45, released in 1973. And you probably don't need to know this information, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Nah, do it.
The Stooges were formed in 1967 in Detroit, the Motor City, by Iggy Pop, of course, Ron and Scott Ashton, and Dave Alexander. And they quickly developed a reputation as being a wild band. I mean, Iggy's onstage performance style and antics especially.
Oh, really?
He used to smear himself in hamburger meat and peanut butter, as you do. He used to cut himself with glass on stage. And they became part of the Detroit garage rock scene with the likes of the MC5 in the late 60s, playing a very ferocious and heavy guitar-driven sort of proto-punk garage sound that pretty much was out of the ordinary at the time, because remember, back then it was psychedelic rock was the kind of the thing. But Iggy Pop really, he hated hippies, and he actually later went on to say how he helped wipe out the 60s.
He did, actually. He eradicated it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had amazing power, and he was just like, nah.
Do you think it was like the nature of complacency that he thought that was what he just thought was so repulsive about
probably
being a hippie?
Yeah.
It was like to sit down and be peaceful and just to like let it just wash over you.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah.
He was a bit more of a realist, I think.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of terrible things going on, wasn't there?
Definitely. So, they released their debut album in 1969, and then they followed it up with their second album pretty much straight away in 1970. However, things then started to go downhill around this point. Alexander was fired for turning up to a gig drunk, and Iggy and Scott became massive heroin users, which began to destabilize the group.
Whoa.
So they ended up being removed from their record label, and this led to the band splitting up in 1971. However, a chance meeting Iggy had with David Bowie led to the group getting back together after Iggy got a new record deal on the advice of David Bowie. And Iggy, with new guitarist John Williamson, went to the UK to try and reform the band with a bunch of British musicians. That ultimately failed, and so they brought the old members back. They brought back the Ashton brothers, and Ron Ashton moved to bass guitar, and they sat down to record Raw Power. So the album was recorded in London with David Bowie as the co-producer, and this is probably the band's heaviest album of the three they put out together. Lots of heavy distorted guitar, pops, wild vocals, and this album is pretty much a precursor to punk rock, as you were saying, the Ramones and that kind of thing. That wouldn't hit for another 3 or 4 years, so they were kind of ahead of their time in this regard. But this was the direction that rock, especially underground rock, was heading at the time.
I'd say that they're like revolutionary. You know?
I'd say that's pretty accurate, yeah. Very revolutionary.
Pretty revolutionary.
Most groups from that punk rock era were kind of influenced by the Stooges and used to cover their songs as well. With that, we're going to start with the opening track off the record, and one of the Stooges' most loved and well-known songs. This is Search and Destroy, and you'll get a sense pretty much straight away here of the raw and stripped-down approach the band took on this album. And Rolling Stone magazine actually named this in their top 500 songs of all time.
This is Anniversary Albums, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. Saw radiation in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. to this door. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Word got a strike in a blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, better take my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy.
Oh my giddy aunt. All right, we're going to have a short break and then we're going to come back with more searching, more destroying, more raw power from Iggy Pop and more from Sam Smith too. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn off your mic. Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
all
bro.
Right, see you soon.
Hidden Away by Ponsonby Social Club is a little back bar with different music. Eclectic and a bit effed up. A little anti-room called Anti-Social. Every Friday this March, internationally renowned DJs and producers from Wellington's capital scene are coming down to Antisocial to play the music that shaped their careers for the Influencer Series. No limits, no boundaries, just dope music. The Influencer Series at Antisocial, featuring Lady Flick, V, Christopher Tubbs and Marek. Every Friday this March.
The internet's like breakfast, you just gotta have it. Skip a day if you want, you'll regret it. So, just like you'll choose big fluffy pancakes over dry toast scraped with Marge, don't settle for dry toast internet. Get that good internet. Orcon's unlimited fibre plans start at just $84.95 for 100 megabits per second, or go crazy fast with the gigantic plan for just $99.95. Visit Orcon at orcon.net.nz for that good internet. Terms and conditions apply.
A tattoo is like a sick memory living on your bod. Never forget with a King's Arms remembrance tattoo from the King's Arms final day. Mike Shaw from College Hill Tattoo, 2 till 7 p.m, 3 designs available. For more info, go to kingsarms.co.nz.
Every weekday on Drive, we bend the borders of broadcast radio with a specially selected genre-bending tune. No Rules, No Boundaries is brought to you by the adopted home of freaky-deaky musicians, the King's Arms Tavern.
Trippy. All right, this is 95BFM, and currently we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. This is The Stooges' Raw Power from 1973.
Yes, indeedy. And we're now going to play the second track on the album.
Oh, my God.
It's called Gimme Danger, and this is very unlike The Stooges because it contains a lot of acoustic guitar on it. The opening riff is on the acoustic guitar and contains the rhythm throughout the song. And part of the reason for this is that guitarist James Williamson, he used to write songs on the acoustic guitar, so he obviously liked what he heard with the song when he was practicing it, and he decided then to take it into the studio and incorporate it into the track.
Acoustic guitar.
So yeah, there you go.
Beautiful.
Gimme
That was Gimme Danger by Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Oui. And someone just texted in if that was the Bowie mix or the Iggy mix. And you know what? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because it's from the server. Because there's two different ones.
Bowie produced the album, and then years and years later, Iggy Pop remixed the album.
Yeah.
So both are available.
Both are available, and maybe
that particular
my ears
listener,
aren't fine-tuned
that
enough.
That listener could maybe text us back and give us what they think it might be.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
Also, someone else mentioned Iggy and the Stooges playing Big Day Out years ago.
Yeah.
I am going to brag for a second.
Okay.
So Franz Ferdinand were playing there as well.
And I remember, yeah.
And like a bunch of us Iggy fans. I'm a Franz Ferdinand fan too.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I was a fucking kid. Anyway, I stood at the front of where Iggy was going to be playing so I could be at the front of Iggy. And I sacrificed like watching Franz Ferdinand. Although I could hear them, it was just like, it just wasn't worth it. And yeah, I was like at the front for the whole time.
Was he great?
It was like a blistering storm was happening behind me, but I was like fully okay. My friend cried though because he started getting people up on stage.
Oh, he does that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and she didn't get picked.
Oh,
but,
damn.
I mean, I was like, it's all good.
Was he in good shape?
Yeah, he looked great. He had no shirt on. Obviously, he had his tight jeans on. He was just
his body is pretty well preserved.
It's kind of like. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about his body, but you know, like he reps it.
He does.
He's repping it.
Yeah.
And people were dying anyway. They're like, ah. So you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Sounds cool. All right. Well, the next track we're going to play is called Penetration, and this is track number 4, closing side A of the album. And again, sees the band experimenting with new sounds, much like they hadn't had before. And on here we have an 8-note electric piano riff played throughout by David Bowie, which is quite interesting, while Iggy continues to growl his way through the track, like he does. He sounds like a blues singer, actually, I reckon, at times.
Yeah, true.
Got that gravelly, growly, howling wolf kind of voice.
Wow. So fine. That was Penetration by Iggy and the Stooges, and a very timely text through from one of the listeners.
For that song, very timely text.
Yes, this is what they texted in. Love Iggy. Saw him play barnstorming about 1987 Western Springs. Got his lad out, hit the guitarist in the head with a swinging mic stand. Awesomeness.
Just great rock and roll.
And yeah, he can't really keep it in his pants, can he?
No, because these days you'd get arrested for getting your lad out on stage.
Yeah, you were talking about Kieran J. Callahan.
He got his lad out on the ARIA. ARIA red carpet, which led to him being removed from the Laneway Festival.
Not.
And of course, Jim Morrison most famously got his lad out, which led to a massive riot. And he got arrested as well.
I mean,
of course, that was the late 60s, so that's quite a while ago.
Yeah, true. I don't know what the big fuss is, really.
No, not really.
It's just a penis. All right, what's next?
All right. The next track we're going to play is called I Need Somebody. It's track number 6, and this is a bit of a bluesy ballad. And the reason for this is the record company requested that the band record 2 ballad-like songs, which they deemed inoffensive enough to play on the radio, because they were a bit worried that some of this material, some of the heavy material, wasn't going to be good enough to play on radio. They were a bit worried about it. So Iggy gave them this song, and I think you can hear quite clearly the direction he would actually go down in his solo career. It's quite more bluesy, more laid-back. Quite interesting, not typical Stooges.
Thank you.
boy. 95 BFM, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and you are currently tuned in to Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. And this is
Hello.
Hello. And this is Raw Power by Iggy and the Stooges from 1973, a groundbreaking, revolutionary record that has inspired many bands to come.
Many, and possibly
an entire movement, and possibly, you know, like, I wonder, how do you eradicate another era? You know, like, how do you even possibly do that? Did Nirvana eradicate the 80s? What about the noughties? Did the Venga Boys create, you know, the noughties? What happened?
I don't know. It's just like,
who knows?
What came before
Spice Girls.
A distant memory.
It would have been the Spice Girls,
probably,
I reckon.
Yeah.
Spice Girls started all that.
So who got rid of the 2000s?
Who got rid of them?
Drake?
Probably Drake and Rihanna.
Probably. Yeah. Beyonce. But she was around in the late 90s even. She's been around forever.
Actually, she's like our Cher.
She transcends time.
Yeah, she's like Cher.
Yeah,
she's just going to keep making records forever.
Yep.
Alrighty, we're going to commence our conclusion to this anniversary album after this.
The Titirangi Festival is back for another year of food, fun, art, communities, giveaways, and of course, music. Featuring a boutique street food market, Te Uru's interactive art trail, street performers, outdoor games, a silent disco, along with free performances on the outdoor village stage. Featuring Sorry About It, Avondale College Performing Arts, Tui Mamaki, and Balkan Polyphony Group Acapulla Nations, Yokozuna, Afrobeat Big Band Ijebu Pleasure Club, and so much more. The Titirangi Festival, March 23rd to the 25th. More info at titirangifestival.com. West is best.
AUT and AUTSA presents Hikuai Sounds. This Friday, March 2nd, an epic gig to close out orientation. Featuring P-Money, Swidder, LAB, Yokozuna, Bailey Wiley, Mellowdowns, and more. Tickets only $10 for AUT students and $20 for the general public. Hikuai Sounds this Friday, March 2nd at the AUT City Campus Quad. Tickets from Eventfinder.
Splore was absolutely bloody brilliant, fan-flippantastic, right? Well, the fun's not over yet. Check out 95BFM's Splore Photo Gallery on Facebook from Thursday this week, tag yourself in one of our photos, and you could win a Samsung Gear S3 connected smartwatch. Almost too easy. So, thanks Samsung for a beaut time at Splore, and hit up our Facebook for your chance to win a Samsung Gear S3, winner announced on Breakfast March 4th.
You love music, right?
Yes, yes I do.
Then drive your stake into the musical landscape by voting for the 95BFM Top 10.
But how?
Text the word VOTE and your chosen band's name to 53955 or vote online at 95bfm.com/top10 before 6 p.m. every Wednesday. Then join Pearl from 7 p.m. as she starts counting them down. The 95BFM Top 10 with your host Pearl, Wednesday night 7 till 9, and always online at 95BFM.com.
Yada babes, it is 95BFM, and this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and it's the last part of Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Yes, indeed, yeah. So, just looking at the reception of this record and its legacy, so it came out. It was released under the name Iggy and the Stooges, not the Stooges, as their previous two albums, and it was a massive flop. It only reached 182 in the Billboard charts, maybe because they'd been away for 2 years and they'd been out of the picture a bit. Despite its commercial failure, critics were very impressed, commenting on the band's use of the studio and alluding to this record as being a bit more sophisticated than their previous material. The group then went on to tour the album for about a year, but then they were dropped again by their record label and they finally broke up for good in 1974. Iggy went into rehab before moving to Berlin with David Bowie, and then he started his solo career, which is quite successful. As for the legacy of this album, well, we've talked about it. It's considered one of the most influential and revolutionary albums of the 70s. Massive influence on both punk and alternative rock. Everyone from Black Flag, the Sex Pistols, the Smiths, the Nirvana, they've been all been influenced by
The Nirvana.
Everyone's been influenced by Iggy and the Stooges, and I mean, there's not many more influential groups around than the Stooges. You can chart most of the history of punk and rock from this album.
Oh.
Basically.
Hey, look. Nirvana eradicated the 80s for me. This is the text, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Most definitely. I have a very vivid memory of being totally lost with music in the 80s until I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time. It truly was like a breath of fresh air. I would have been around 19 at the time.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, like these bands, they come through. And I also had another caller coming in saying that he couldn't go to work because we're playing so much good music. So that's thanks to you, man.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
no worries.
He was like, I'm just going to just keep listening.
Oh, thanks.
That's what's happening.
That's what we like to hear.
But yeah, it is a resonating thing. Like, the new generation needs something else.
Yeah, and to take its place.
To take its place, or just to give you something more. Because it's like you're developing into something else. Culturally, like physically, I don't know.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Yeah, and in terms of the band, well, they split up, but then they got back together in 2003 and they had a very successful reunion. You saw them at the Big Day Out. And that continued to about 2014 when, sadly, Scott Ashton passed away. Ron Ashton passed away earlier. So now Iggy Pop's just focusing on his solo career again. Yeah.
Traveling the world.
Yeah, doing a good job too.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
So we're going to finish with the title track of the record.
Yeah.
Raw Power.
Fab.
All right. I've got to go do an interview, so ciao.
And I'll see you at Auckland City Limits. You going to go?
Maybe. We'll see.
Mean.
Still tossing up on that one.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.